Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is already the sixth day of March 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We are scheduled to have a very special guest joining us on this live Thursday edition coming up in this hour, that surprise guest. And we will see if that pans out coming up here very, very quickly. In the news, McCain ends arduous and amazing comeback at White House with the president yesterday as he cinches up the Republican nomination. The media is claiming he now has over the 1,000-plus delegates that he needs. So barring some ultra-massive scandal coming out, and I'm sure they're going to wait until he's in a race with Hillary and Obama, those two as a team, as we first predicted about 9 months ago, until they bring out the information to destroy him and then deliver Hillary and Lord Obama into the White House. So we'll be going over that today. Also, ABC News is saying that, this is the ABC News headline, was killing the puppy a way of coping for one Marine? And they go on to say it's basically a way to blow off steam. Kind of like Rush Limbaugh said about the Abu Ghraib torture. We have that clip there just blowing off steam. Haven't you ever wanted to just have some fun? So we'll break down the latest chapter in this disgusting saga that's giving our troops a bad name. If they just punished him and said it was wrong, then it would not besmirch everyone. And there's a lot of good people, obviously, in the military. This guy is one of the bad apples. But by Michelle Malkin and many others defending it, it only makes us look that much worse and legitimizes this for more of it to happen. A shaming day for democracy. Members of Parliament vote to deny British people a say on the EU treaty, further integrating Europe with the island nation of the United Kingdom. So we'll be breaking that down as well. Fox News hysterically hypes New York blast. Explosion that shattered no more than a window. Stage diversion for puppy killer fury. We've caught the U.S. and the British and many others throwing firecrack flashbangs onto their structures every time there's an election, the day of Tony Blair's re-election in 2005, early morning hours in New York. Israelis have been caught with flashbangs before. This has come out mainstream news in England when they wanted, quote, more British security around their structure. They did it to heighten awareness. That later leaked out a year after they did it. So, but this could be some punk kid thinking he's doing something good as well. They're saying it's somebody on a bicycle riding by and doing it. It looks like they put it in the door jam to try to get some type of pressure. Well, one of these flashbangs is what it looks like. It's been that in the past. If it is a flashbang, the government is the people that have access to that. Very, very suspicious what is going on. Also, Bali bomber claims CIA Mossad involvement. We'll be going over that history as well. All they're saying is it's got to be some intelligence agency because the bomb they built was very small. And they admit there were two bombs. They admit mainstream news the FBI evacuated the hotel nearby in the hours before it happened. That has been admitted. So we'll be breaking that down. Also, we talked about this last week, but it's now hit the Associated Press. It was an alternative media picking up on the federal court ruling. Government concedes vaccine injury case. Government health officials have conceded that childhood vaccines worsens a rare underlying disorder that ultimately led to autism-like symptoms in a Georgia girl and that she should be paid from a federal vaccine injury fund. Medical and legal experts say the narrow wording and circumstances probably make the case an exception, not a precedent for thousands of others pending claims. That's spin. They have a $4 billion vaccine damage fund they pay out every day, very quietly, folks. This is not isolated. The government has not conceded that vaccines cause autism, said Linda Rinsey, the lawyer representing federal officials who have consistently maintained the childhood shots are safe. We'll cover more of that later as well, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live now to the second segment. It is the sixth day of March 2008. I am extremely honored to be joined by one of my idols, someone I admire as a real journalist and a true patriot who's been defending the sovereignty of this nation, defending the jobs of every working American, and who stood up in an incredible way to globalism and the corruption of the out-of-control federal government. He, of course, was born in Texas, very proud that he hails from my state, and he joins us. His new book is bound to be a bestseller like all his others. He's the best-selling author of The War on the Middle Class, and the new book is Independence Day. He is Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for the kind words.
You're a busy man. I hear you're going to start a syndicated radio show on top of your CBS TV show and your number one CNN show.
As a matter of fact, we started Monday, and we're off and running a soft launch on a syndicated radio show, and I'm having a ball with it. You didn't tell me how much fun this was.
It is, because you have the free form, and you're not you know, kept down a little five-minute segments. We've only got you for this segment, so I want to move quickly and go through a lot of points. Tell us about your new book.
Well, Independence Day is a cry for people to start thinking and acting independently, to push back against these partisan political parties, the Republican Party and Democratic Party alike, who've really brought us to the mess that we're in and now are fielding three candidates that say they're the solution. It is a remarkable approach to create the problems, sustain and perpetuate the problems, and continue to run as those who will solve those problems. And as a result, we get more of the same every 4 years in this country.
Well, we certainly do. I'd like you to be as candid as possible. You always do that. But I mean, to really give us the bottom line, both parties bought and paid for by the Fortune 100, who could care less about our sovereignty, who have already basically strip-mined this nation economically. What do you see coming out of this election with McCain and versus Hillary or Obama?
I truly believe, just as you said, Alex, that both parties are bought and paid for by corporate America, by socio-ethnocentric interests, special interests. You know, the first tenet of any democracy is that the rule of the majority prevails and that the majority will rule in a democracy. We have a representative republic in which those tenets of democracy were to be preserved. That is, the majority would be first recognized and ruled. The majority in this country is simply ignored by the elites of both our political system, academia, and corporate America. And this race will result in a perpetuation of partisan control and the control of corporate America. There will be no change, I will guarantee you, if one of the two candidates of these two political parties is elected president. There won't be a change in our fortunes at all.
You joined CNN when it was founded out of the gates as their financial news director. You've been studying this. You've run private successful companies yourself. We see Congress with, depending on the poll, between an 11 and 20% approval rating, the lowest it's ever been. Both parties are reviled. We've never seen this before. Looking forward, that the establishment is just giving us more of the same. Kennedy said those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. Looking forward, do you see some type of either economic or even physical revolution or more and more clashes between the disappearing middle class and these elites?
I happen to be one of those, Alex, who believes very strongly that either we will take back our system of government, that is a populist representative republic, and that will function through the consent of the governed, or we will see an absolute change of direction. I don't think it'll be a violent revolution, but I think there will be a crisis that will impend and demand action on the part of the people. The American people right now are not being represented in Washington, D.C. The will of the majority is not being being followed. As a matter of fact, it's been derided, spit at by those that we are sending to Washington, D.C. to represent working men and women and middle-class families in this country. And that is the foundation of this country's very existence, the American dream. And it's being dashed by the nonsense that we're permitting in Washington, and our own failure to demand both better of ourselves and our government.
I see that one of the biggest crises is not just the war in Iraq, now over $1.3 trillion that you speak so much about, but also the plunging value of the dollar. Greenspan a week ago telling the Arab countries to go ahead and dump the dollar, now accelerating that. We could see this crisis coming to a head very soon.
I believe that there is no question that a crisis in our financial system is already here. When we are looking at the dollar declining to all-time lows against the euro, falling against the yen, and dropping to 20-year lows against many of the major currencies in the world, that is a clear signal as to how much trouble this economy is in. Alex, as you know, we have $53 trillion in unfunded liabilities, in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of the entitlement programs. We have a $9 trillion national debt, a $6 trillion trade debt that's rising faster than our national debt. And we have idiots in Washington, D.C. and academia walking around suggesting that the economy is just fine and business as usual will will work out just ducky. I mean, it is. If it were not so tragic, it would be laughable.
Lou Dobbs, why have the elites that control this nation, whereas 20, 30 years ago with the last dollar crises we had, they decided to shore it up and try to keep it as the world reserve currency. I look at the economic landscape. It seems all we have left was our dollar being the world reserve currency. But instead, the federal government has had a weak dollar policy, which only spells rack and ruin. Why do you think they're doing that?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the reason they're doing it, again, in my opinion, is that these people believe that this is 1965 rather than 2008. There was a time when if you lowered the value of the dollar, it would make our exports cheaper, and we would push back against imports because they would be more expensive and you could look to a trade balance. But we, Alex, are absolutely dependent on China. For our toys, our computers, our consumer electronics, our clothing. So there's no, what the economists call, elasticity in the demand relationship on imports. So as this administration has demanded that the Chinese, in effect, raise the price of their exports to the United States, the reality is we're going to create even more inflation in this country. We have the specter of stagflation staring at us coldly and, I think, inevitably.
Sir,
right now,
some pundits, even on national television, have come out and said that the globalists, and now the Council on Foreign Relations 3 weeks ago, as you know, came out and confirmed that and said, we want to go ahead and get rid of the dollar to create a new kind of a marrow dollar and then merge that with the euro. So I believe the globalists, in their own words, by design, want to kind of put the dollar slowly to death so they can then replace it.
Right. Well, I think that there's no doubt that those who would in every way degrade the sovereignty of this country would want to certainly degrade the power, the strength, and the respect of the U.S. dollar. And it is the last thing we should permit. But what we should all understand is when that dollar is declining as it is right now in world markets, it is the clearest possible signal that we could have that our economy is in a very, very desperate condition. And we have to start being responsible, taking prudent action to return to the values that makes this country great in every sense of the social order and in terms of the economic order. That means we have to raise our savings rate. We have to take control of our borrowing from overseas. We have to come to terms with the enormous debt that we have allowed our elites in this country to run up, while the working man and woman in this country has not participated in what has been a period of prosperity for corporate America for 20 years.
We only have about 5-6 minutes left with Lou Dobbs, obviously a very busy man with a syndicated radio show, writing columns, CNN every night with his number one program in that time slot. So I want to move quickly here, sir. Again, the new book is Independence Today. Everybody needs to get it. It's excellent, and it's rocketing up the charts right now. Lou, I want to talk briefly about yourself. Growing up in Texas, your life, getting into the media, being a journalist, when did you start waking up to, as you say, the new world order and these elites and the last 5-6 years really turning the heat up on them? What was your awakening to these elites?
My awakening to, and by the way, I just want to make it very clear, I am a capitalist. I believe fervently in this free enterprise democracy of ours.
But this isn't free market under the globalist system.
Well, it certainly is not in terms of that. I'm talking about
yes.
In terms of its
you.
Ideal.
Yes.
And the reality is that this country is what has created the wealth throughout the world over the course of the past 40 years. This great economy has driven just about three-fourths of the wealth generated in the world over the past 40 years. But my awakening came on September 11, 2001, in which I saw the way in which this government reacted and responded and failed to stop that vicious terrorist attack. It came in 2001 when Enron collapsed. With the corporate corruption scandals of 2001 and 2002 and the way in which corporate America refused to work in the national interest and to look to the common good, but rather to try to maintain and preserve a world without regulation or responsibility.
They made it clear that they could care less about this nation.
Right, absolutely. And the multinationals who are going to participate in this $13 trillion, the world's richest economy, have to take responsibility and take leadership. Instead, they have hidden behind the Business Roundtable, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the lobbying organizations, and it's seldom you'll hear an individual CEO stand up and speak on any issue involving our society, our people, or the national interest, leaving the voices, their voices, mm-hmm. still in favor of the efforts of their lobby, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Lou Dobbs, since you bring up 9/11, I want to read a quote here instead of just playing the audio. This is Lou Dobbs on your national CNN news program. The fact that they would continue to perpetuate the lie suggests that we need a full investigation of what is going on and what is demonstrably and incompetent, and what is worse, a deceitful federal government. You said that months ago. Now it's come out that the White House was manipulating the 9/11 commission, which they appointed, of course. They first tried to give us Kissinger. What are you talking about, incompetence versus deceitful federal government surrounding 9/11?
Well, I'm talking about, in this regard, I'm talking about the idea that we have Georgetown, a gold medal, while the CIA failed to act intelligently and responsibly to stop that attack. I'm talking about a government that continues almost 7 years after September 11th to leave our borders wide open and our ports insecure, with 95% of the goods entering this country uninspected. It's unconscionable. At the same time, this president, the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate all claim to be concerned about the American people's safety and welfare during a time of war against terror, and yet they leave our ports and our borders wide open. That's deceitful, it's dishonest, and it's irresponsible. So
That brings me to my next question. It is such a manifest fraud to have the banks accepting consul matriculas that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box for illegal aliens, Bush trying to give $140+ billion to Mexico for their military when it's been all over Texas papers for a long time. Now it's finally in national news that Mexican troops shoot at Border Patrol, come across, grab drug shipments away from sheriffs I've interviewed that have had Mexican troops stick German machine guns to their heads and say, give us the marijuana back. All this is going on, and then meanwhile, they're setting up internal checkpoints to search Americans and check our papers.
Well, it's unconscionable. Again, what this administration, this government, this Congress, and we the people have permitted in allowing the Bush administration to have effectively further reduced our sovereignty and the respect for our laws and certainly regard for our borders and our ports. It's been a shameless period in American history that we're going to have to reverse.
Doesn't that
and
say
I'm,
that
I'm
they're
gonna,
not...
I'm gonna have No. I'm sorry, go ahead. I've got to run. I'm sorry. I've been called on.
I was just going to. I understand you just called, but a final question. Doesn't that show that they're obviously not too concerned about a terror attack? And I guess if one happens, that means they get even more governmental control if they don't stop those further attacks and leave the border wide open?
Alex, in terms of trying to figure out what in the world this president and this administration is thinking at any time, if indeed they are thinking, is well beyond my limited capacity.
Lou, last question.
Absolutely unfathomable.
Lou, I know you've got to go, but last question. I had to get this out. North American Union, we saw it in SPP documents a year ago. Now they admit that they're merging the Canadian and U.S. military for domestic operations. Your final comment?
That if people do not awaken to the absolute threat to this nation's sovereignty posed by the Texas Trans Corridor, the NAFTA superhighway, the North American Union, under the guise of the so-called security and prosperity partnership among Canada, the United States, and Mexico, then this country can kiss its future goodbye because it is precisely what's underway.
I think the New World Order is going to be defeated in the end. Do you think
Alex, I
understand.
I got to run, and I do believe that if the American people awaken, we can do anything we choose, including assure that this great nation bestows its blessings on succeeding generations of Americans. But we have to awaken, and we have to do it soon.
All right, Lou, thank you for the time.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Take care. There goes Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen. That is one busy man. Yesterday we had him scheduled, and then we finally got him on today, and they're telling me that in the future we'll be able to have him for 30, 45 minutes. But right now he's extremely busy starting his new syndicated radio show on Monday, but I did hold him over a few extra minutes to get basically all of my questions out to him. All right, I know there's a lot happening with Barack Obama and Hillary. Ron Paul only got 5% of the Texas vote, but got 70% of his district's vote. If you believe that that is accurate, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. I've now had a day or so to look at the numbers from Tuesday, and there is no doubt that Ron Paul was cheated in Texas. We've caught them cheating him where he got second place in Nevada, and then they just didn't even put him in the placing. The official government numbers were he got second place in Nevada. They just didn't even put him in the running. They said McCain got that. He clearly won Louisiana, and they gave him second place there. They clearly cheated him in New Hampshire. We caught them red-handed in district after district doing that. And now, in Texas, with signs, billboards, planes, blimps, radio, TV ads, everybody I talked to saying they love Ron Paul, I mean, I guarantee you, folks, he won Texas, not McCain. Every Republican I know, every Libertarian I know, hates John McCain. So this is a big issue, and people say, well, he's already lost. It's McCain now. Let's move on. No. Now we have to set about exposing this, prosecuting. There's talk and investigations in Houston of election fraud and prosecutions. There is all sorts of news spilling out in Texas and other states of this happening. And so we'll open the phones up and talk about that issue, a whole plethora of other issues. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 31. Wide open phones today. We're also getting a reporter on who's nationally broke, they're saying. This was on MSNBC and other places, that Mexican troops fire on our troops and our Border Patrol and attack. Now, of course, we've had sheriffs on here. It's been in South Texas news who've had the Mexican troops come across 3 miles across the border, put guns to their heads, point guns at them years ago. We have covered this. This has really been in the news in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and a few other areas, but it's been covered up. It's finally breaking nationally. We looked it up this morning when we first saw this. This had been on MSNBC this morning, on the Morning Joe, and we looked up all the stories Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and others had written about this in the last 5 years. There were more than 20 stories with photos, videos. I mean, this has been, they've killed Border Patrol. They've shot Border Patrol. They've killed citizens. We are under military attack. And what does the federal government do? They say they're going to give $140+ billion to the Mexican military to, quote, fight drug dealing. You can go down to any part of Mexico where they grow marijuana, and you can watch the huge marijuana fields as you drive down the street. I mean, I saw this when I was a kid. I saw this about a year and a half ago. I went down to Mexico on a vacation. I wasn't even looking for it. And there were Jeeps or Humvees parked with guys with machine guns standing up in the top smoking cigarettes with a marijuana field behind them. They guard the drugs. They run the drugs. Our government knows that. And they're just openly saying they're going to give them $140+ billion. They announced that a month ago to supposedly fight all of this, while they're waging war on us and attacking us. And the Mexican military has been videoed for at least 3 years, scores of times. We've put it on the website. American Patrols posted it, gotten the video. So have the other organizations, Ranch Rescue, the Minutemen, and others, where you'll see convoys of armored vehicles and Humvees with heavy machine guns guarding and shepherding and literally transporting in flatback trucks hundreds and hundreds of illegal aliens in each instance. They shepherd them. They bring them across. They fire on the police. If a citizen went down there and fired on Border Patrol, they'd call out hundreds of vehicles, helicopters. It'd be national news. It'd be alerts on the TV. Evil terrorists, evil American citizens are attacking our glorious Border Patrol and our military, our National Guard. That is not happening now. And so we've got that audio clip. That's coming up after the break as well. But you can also, again, chime in on that news-making interview. We just got you with Lou Dobbs. I'm going to tell you, Lou Dobbs is big. We're getting back soon. But we've got guests even bigger that are lined up in the next month, coming up in the next few weeks and into April. We've got people that are working on films, finishing up movies, who can't do it right now but have contacted us and want to come on in April. And why is all this important? More and more prominent people speaking out against the New World Order, speaking out against government-sponsored terror like 9/11. Be right back after this quick break. Infowars.com has been redesigned. It's got its own message boards, comment areas, and your own MySpace-type accounts. Be sure and check it out at Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds. And boys,
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. Tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend.
Did you know that federal regulators?
And I'll rise again.
I've got the news articles here in the stack. Are going all over the country now to farms and ranches. And their Bureau of Land Management, others, where it's private property, are just showing up, harassing people over environmental issues, over the smallest thing, cows who have runoff into streams. And they're telling them, when they say, hey, we're a small farm, we're a small ranch, we're barely surviving, they say, hey, get big or get out. You can have a pig farm with 100,000 pigs, and it can toxify your whole county. They leave you alone. You can have a big agro chicken facility. You can have 5-10 million chickens. They leave you alone. But now, whether you're in Texas, Colorado, it doesn't matter. For the last 2 years, you try to go show your cow at the local fair. That's how they develop, you know, better and better agriculture. And they just say, hey, we're going to have the police escort you off. And the kids say, why? They do it in front of everybody. They say, you didn't register your premises with the federal government and the animal ID and the premises ID. That's how they're forcing the family farms. And when you sign those agreements, it's not even law. They trick you into signing it. Then it's a corporate agreement that if a chicken dies or a horse dies or a cow is sick, you don't report it within one day, $2,000 a day fines or higher. Inspectors suddenly show up. We've now got 2 years to see the aftermath. They just show up and say, I'm allowed to come on your property now. I'm allowed to look in here. I don't care if you got 20 chickens. And they say, why? And they say, because you signed that agreement. You're now under premises and animal ID. Now they'll use that to then claim it's the law, like taking vaccines or anything else that's color of law, or putting your children in school. They're now saying that's the law, that they have to go to a government-approved school. I have federal and state rulings saying you don't control your children. They're not yours. They're the state's that they say if you don't put them in a big school to, quote, socialize them, that it's abuse, they're going to take them. I mean, I have the court ruling here in front of me. This is the government taking over the society. When you go to have a baby, you think they're asking you questions while you're sitting there in labor, entering it into a computer. They're asking you, does your husband abuse you? You know, do you have firearms? All that going to the health department. No judge, no jury, guilty until proven innocent. And they don't even tell you that you're now under law enforcement scrutiny. They have a nurse do it who you're supposedly trusting of, who has patient, doctor, privacy. That's all gone now. Just secret police, prison planet grid going in everywhere. Meanwhile, we have 30 million plus illegal aliens in this country. 80% of them happen to be from Mexico and Latin America. I'm not against these people. The globalists have enslaved them, done horrible things to them, and then always tell them it's the American people doing it. Not that it's the globalists using the U.S. and others to do it. They're taught in U.S.-funded textbooks that our government for 50 years have paid for. 50 years. I don't know, since 1960. Almost 50. 48 years. That the Southwest belongs to Mexico. Hundreds of billboards in L.A. saying it's Mexico. That just say, this is now Mexico, paid for by big TV station owners who aren't even, by the way, Hispanic. Balkanizing us, playing us off against each other. So citizens are all slaves. Citizens are having more regulation, more taxation, more control. All these new bureaucracies springing up. But we have a group that's been taught to hate America, who's vitriolic, totally nationalistic for Mexico, and then we're told as Americans not to be nationalistic or have false nationalism of going and attacking something like Iraq. We're told that's patriotic, but not the other thing. And then the cover-up, the last 5+ years, it's been going on for 10. I mean, I've had sheriff, after police chief, article after article. Go read them at prisonplanet.com. I know Paul and Steve are putting together an article today that has all the old stories about it. Photos, video, local news stories, where they'll catch a dump truck loaded with marijuana, and in another case, a truck full of cocaine, a van. They'll be, in one case, 3.3 miles, another case, over a mile over. All of a sudden, Humvees pull up with guys with heavy machine guns aimed at them. They'll pull up with a big old armored truck with a winch on it. In one case, the police had shot the tires out of the dump truck it had run, and they drug a dump truck miles through different ravines, incredibly dangerous, with guns pointed at our sheriff. And what was it, three of his deputies? I got to get him back on. The article's posted, the audio of the interview, what was that, 3 years ago? That particular sheriff. Now, Mexican troops in Mexican vehicles surrounding our elected police, guardians of the peace. Can you imagine if a group of militia people who they're always demonizing pulled up to a drug bust and aimed machine guns at cops and then drug the dump truck with a winch? It had run 3.3 miles to less than a mile from the border and then drug it a mile through the desert right in front of them. Then the dump truck got stuck in a ravine right before the Mexican border and the Mexican troops pulled their trucks down and loaded the marijuana in front of the sheriffs. By then, a bunch of other sheriff's deputies had shown up. Border Patrol had shown up and they sat there and watched Mexican troops aiming machine guns at them. Now, you'd think that'd be national news, breaking, CNN, Mexican troops hold police hostage, hold sheriff's deputies hostage. Nothing. Nothing. And now this young lady who we do have coming on the show, we appreciate it, Sarah A. Carter, great reporter. I'm glad she reported it in her local newspaper and finally got some traction. But this is all over the news. Well, it's here and there, but it, to me it's a big breaking story because at least it's in a couple TV networks. That's pretty big compared to total silence, total TV and radio silence on this subject. My cousin has lived in Chicago the last 4 years. He came back down to visit family. Buckley grew up for, I don't know, 5 years of his life when he was like one to, I think, six in Guatemala because my uncle was doing work down there. So naturally, growing up as a musician and a lot of other things, most of his friends are Hispanic. Here in Austin, I was friends with him all when he lived here too, back when he was working on Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror. He worked on those two films with me. I don't know why I'm digressing off into all this, but early on, he would tell me the stories. He goes, yeah, you know, I speak Spanish fluently. In fact, I've been around Buckley on a road trip before. He also helped me on America's Story by Design as a camera guy. He drove around the country with me for 2 weeks to make that film about the UN takeover. And he, you know, when he sleeps, he dreams in Spanish. He'll wake up here and somebody speaks Spanish, and it's because whatever you speak when you're a little kid. But the point is, he would hear me talking about La Reconquista stuff 7 years ago when he was working on films with me. He'd say, yeah, it really hurts my feelings, because he also bartended on top of being a DJ. When Hispanics would walk up to the counter and say, you know, listen, you stupid gringo, puto, look at this dumb white twit, you know, I'd like to beat him up or kill him. And Buckley would snap back in Spanish, hey, how dare you say that to me? And then they'd say, oh, sorry, we apologize, and then give him a big tip and apologize. My wife grew up in Spain. She lived in Spain 4 years, lived in France 3 years, lived in Italy the longest 6 years. Her dad worked for the agriculture department. He's the guy that finally got the rules loosened to get prosciutto, real prosciutto, delicious ham into the country. Side issue. The point is, one of his big accomplishments, he's got this big trophy from the Italian government for it. Point is, she's heard that and seen that and freaks out when she tunes into Spanish radio, Mexican radio. It's like, revolution, we're taking over America, ha, 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 the gringos will get it. And the establishment all knows this. The establishment, the other day I was out here by the convenience store next door, and there were some Hispanic guys, and one of them made a, hey, look at the, you know, look at the stupid white bird, look at him, hey, gringo, go get me a beer. And he said it in Spanish. I just looked at him, and he went, oh, you know a little Spanish. And I was just like, come on, man, knock it off. I don't hate you. But see, the media has covered all this up, and it's like, it's okay, it's cute, it's funny, we're going to cover this up. But side issue, I got into talking about my cousin because one of his friends owed him money. I think it was $4,000, as I remember loaning Buckley the money 6 years ago that he gave to his friend to try to help get his dad out of jail. And Buckley was down here visiting in Austin, but didn't have time to see me because he had to run down to the border where he was supposedly finally going to be paid back with a car where this guy's dad now lives. So he went down to Nuevo Laredo, where we've told you it's a war zone. The State Department said 2 years ago it's more dangerous than the West Bank. Rocket attacks, attacks on both sides on journalists, 800-plus murders in 2006 when it hit its peak. Buckley said he couldn't believe it. He said that everything's boarded up. It used to be vibrant tourist town, happy people, lots of money. It was always third world. Totally shut down, boarded up both sides. They were driving a car. And people would see them driving. They would run from them. There's no cars on the streets. Everyone is in total fear. Didn't get the car, by the way. Had their car torn apart when they came back through the border. But the point is, I mean, in 2006, remember, 54 American citizens, Los Zetas, came across into Texas. They call them former military. They're current. You'll see colonels giving them orders from the videos down there. Kidnapped 54 American citizens and held them hostage for the U.S. government and Mexican government to basically sign an unofficial treaty with them to give them the five major border towns that border Texas. And now you don't see police, nothing. It is run by the Mexican drug lords who work for the government of Mexico. But my cousin was down there 2 weeks ago, and he told us that it is completely and totally, absolutely shut down. It is just gone. And, see, that accelerates it now. These poor people have to basically come here because they're starving to death down there. They're forcing the natives in the south and the central areas, the eastern sides, the coastal west areas, on the eastern areas, on the Caribbean. They come in at gunpoint and force them off their cornfields. They've lived there for 1,000 years. They don't have title to it. They can say my grandfather's grandfather was born in the same rock house they're living in. This is in the news down there. And the troops just say, get out of here. That's why Mexico City went from 14 million to 33 million, from the early 1990s until 2005, last time I looked up the numbers. Biggest city in the world, 30-plus million people. And then that's a staging ground for the maquiladores, factories all along the border, which they themselves have shut down for China. Then they all come here while our economy's imploding. So let's go ahead and go into the first part of this clip. We'll finish it up after the break. Here it is, finally, from the Morning Joe, who said that 9/11 truthers should all be put in special secret prisons and tortured and tasered. This is the new system. But from the same guy, now claiming he's breaking the story, here it is.
Border, but now the U.S. Border Patrol is warning its agents to look out for Mexican military units. You heard me right. Mexican military units on American soil that could be a threat to their life. With me now, the reporter who broke that story, Sarah Carter, from the Inland Valley Daily Bulletin. Thank you so much for being with us, Sarah. Talk about this story that you stumbled across. You were just doing reporting on immigration work, and you uncovered a bombshell. Talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I spent the last year covering our border, both the southern border in Mexico and the northern border out here, all the way from San Diego into Arizona. And one of the things that I had heard often was from Border Patrol agents is these incursions, Mexican military crossing our border, assisting drug smugglers, and also human smugglers across the border. I heard this over and over again, and not only from the Border Patrol agents, but also from the immigrants themselves, who would hide on the other side of the border before they made their run from these drug smugglers and from the Mexican military. So it began an investigation for me that started late last year, actually early last year into late last year, when I was able to uncover the documents.
And Sarah, you're saying that the Mexican military is actually crossing into America repeatedly?
I'm not only saying that. I believe I know that. I believe the documents prove that. These documents show 216 incursions over the last 10 years of Mexican military into the United States. And just today, I received information from a chief deputy actually out in Hudspeth County, Texas, and the FBI confirmed today that Mexican military incurred at 3 o'clock this afternoon in Texas into the United States assisting drug smugglers, and I was able to confirm that before I got on the air with you tonight, Joe.
Well, it's a stunning story. I mean, we have here military Mexican military incursion. A lot of people along the border would say it's a military invasion. Let me bring in T.J. Bonner. Stay with me, Sarah. T.J. is the president of the National Border Council. T.J., Sarah says there have been over 200 incursions into the United States by Mexican military units. Does that number sound about right to you?
Actually, it sounds a bit low, Joe. It happens on an all-too-frequent basis. And it's not just an innocent geographical blunder where they come across and go, oops, we'd better turn around. They have fired upon our Border Patrol agents on several occasions, striking two of our agents just last year.
Why are they shooting at our agents?
Because our agents are standing in the way of them getting drugs into this country.
And what's our federal government doing about it? Has the State Department stepped forward and made a protest? Has the Department of Homeland Security talked about this issue as being a great threat to America and certainly its Border Patrol?
They're pretty silent on this issue, Joe. We complained vocally after a 2000 incident where 16 soldiers chased our agents around, fired shots at them. All we got back from the White House was a form letter thanking us for raising concerns about water boundary issues. No one ever followed through and did anything on these issues. And, you know, then 5 years later, we had our agents shot up by Mexican military down in Tucson, Arizona.
Well, it's unbelievable, TJ. And Sarah, is this happening because the Mexican military is really in the pockets of some of these drug cartels that operate along the border?
Yeah, you know, let me begin by telling you, I've spent time in quite a few of the border towns, and I heard that over and over again. If you go into Agua Prieta, or if you go into Sasebe, Mexico, even out here in San Diego along the borders, you'll hear that over and over again from the people that actually live in those communities.
We're going to come back and finish this. You'll hear it. See, I'm going to get her on. I'm going to give her. Right now, we're grabbing hundreds of articles, literally. We're emailing it all to her. We're going to give her photos, documents, videos, sheriff's names. I mean, we've got the whole enchilada. There's no hurt about it. They drive right back and forth in official uniforms and vehicles.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
We've got the reporter that's breaking this information nationally about the Mexican troops viciously attacking. Forget just guarding the illegal aliens and drugs. It's all coming up. Let's go back into the rest of this newscast.
Yeah, you know, let me begin by telling you, I've spent time in quite a few of the border towns, and I heard that over and over again. if you go into Agua Prieta or if you go into Sasebe, Mexico, even out here in San Diego along the borders, you'll hear that over and over again from the people that actually live in those communities. A lot of them are poverty-stricken communities, and most of the migrants huddle, you know, in the canyons and such near those communities. They'll tell you that they see them doing this. The cartels pretty much run the border towns, from what I gather, and many reporters have been killed on the other side, you know, they get too close to these stories. But at this point in time, I think, you know, like what TJ said, you know, our State Department hasn't acted on this. I'm continuing to follow these stories. And like I said, today, the FBI was able to confirm where Mexican military were crossing the Rio Grande today. And they were actually 200 yards in across the river with mounted machine guns pointed at our Border Patrol agents, at our chief deputies, at Hudspeth County deputies, and as well as the Texas Highway Patrolmen. So it's interesting that the State Department doesn't mention this or that Chertoff downplays this, but I think it's a very serious issue, and I believe that the cartels are able to buy out some of the Mexican military personnel that are along the border.
I'll tell you what, Sarah Carter, thank you so much for this report. It is very frightening. TJ, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm glad that she gets into the big cover-up. She's a great lady. We got her coming on in 30 minutes. We come back with the next hour. I'm going to take your calls for most of the 30 minutes. I've got some other news before she joins us. There is just so much happening. For those that just tuned in, we had Lou Dobbs on for about 18 minutes at the start of the show. And the only place you'll be able to hear that is coming up in 2 hours when the show re-airs at Infowars.com on the streams. People are emailing and calling and saying, where is it? We just tuned in. We heard you had Dobbs on. Well, the streams don't start going out again for 2 hours. That's when the show restarts at Infowars.com. See, there's a lot of web streams and radio streams, different streams out there. People keep emailing me saying, well, where's a stream where you're on 24 hours a day? You'll find that at Infowars.com. A lot of AM and FM stations also re-air us graciously at night and in the morning and different places and times. Shortwave at night, 9 to midnight, WWCR. You can always tune in there, 9 to midnight. Central, they re-air the 3 hours there. Not just AM and FM, but WWCR as well. Those frequencies are up on Infowars.com, or you can call WWCR, and they can give you that information, too. But, yeah, consecutively, every day for 21 hours when the show ends until the next live show, for 3 hours, we re-air, restream it in high-quality 32-bit. You also find higher-quality streams at Infowars.com than you do most of the places for the show. So that's the place to go click and listen. And that Lou Dobbs will be re-aired then coming up after the show ends in about 2 hours and 2 minutes and 10 seconds. To be exact, I haven't been plugging my videos. I think you've noticed. Everybody's noticed. I really probably plug them 10% of what I used to, and we've noticed we're not selling any. This is a big part of our solution. This is a big part of the fight here. It also supports our operation. And you got to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It covers the North American Union, the Mexican troops. It covers the open borders. It covers how they're going to destroy the dollar, how they're setting up FEMA camps. And that's about 45 minutes of the 2-hour, 20-minute film. History of the globalists, what their master plan is. If you haven't gotten Endgame on DVD with the 40 minutes of extras that spends time on the La Reconquista movement, get it at Infowars.com. Get the DVD at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.